Hey, are you ready to create reliable revenue and master every detail of your hosting business? If you want to avoid compromising all those hospitality details that you love, but still approach hosting like the business it is, we created a free class just for you. Set aside 45 minutes. We promise it's worth your time. And go watch our value-packed workshop where we go over how to master every detail of your hosting business with our foolproof hosting business mastery method that will help you avoid hosting burnout. Growing, where simply starting your hosting business isn't always easy, but it can be simple. We'll help you avoid the three big mistakes that are keeping you stuck, tired, and overwhelmed as a short-term rental host so that you have a powerful revenue stream you can actually rely on.
If you're ready to take your hosting to the next level, head on over to thanksforvisiting.me/workshop to watch this on-demand training. Or send us a DM on Instagram with the word workshop. We'll send you the link and most likely a video DM. We love those. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.me/workshop.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back. Another great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant. And together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Okay, Nettie G, let's start this episode off like we do each and every week by sharing one of our amazing listeners who uses our hashtag on the Instagrams, hashtag STR Share Sunday. If you're new to the industry, STR, of course, stands for short-term rental. So the hashtag is STR Share Sunday. Why? Because we also share you not only here on the podcast, but also on Instagram. Nettie G, who are we sharing today?
We are sharing at Dusty Rose GA. Again, at Dusty, and that's D-U-S-T-Y, Rose GA. And, you know, let's cut to the chase. Let's talk about the name came from the host are Dustin, aka Dusty, and Anna Rose, aka Rose. And that's where they came up with the Dusty Rose because it's located in St. Mary, Georgia. Here's what we want to talk about today with them is Anna is an environmental historian. So she has taken that and made sure that it's infused within their short-term rental to make the Dusty Rose as sustainable as possible. Let's talk about a few things they're doing there. They have a bamboo cutting board, and she talks about bamboo can grow 3 feet in 24 hours. She says that in here. Interesting. Or organic, dyed with pomegranate linens. They use the Nest because they have the eco mode.
Like thermostats?
Yep.
Okay.
The Nest thermostats. They also provide reusable bags with their logo. So double points.
Oh, hey, branding.
Double points, branding. Okay. Mm-hmm. They use wool dryer balls instead of dryer sheets.
Love it.
They also use the famous makeup washcloths, which we also recommend. And they use Public Goods as their shampoo, conditioner, and body wash.
So they refill the same bottle between
and
guests.
They're healthy ingredients with nothing to hide. Boom. And so we want to give kudos to that. And we love how Anna is mixing her profession into her short-term rental.
Well, I want to say, Nettie, is that sometimes people, number one, you and I always preach to brand your spaces.
Mm-hmm. It has to be with your mission too.
Correct.
And your vision.
And your vibe. Mm-hmm. But here's the deal. Sometimes you're like, I don't know what my brand is, but you are your brand.
You have something there.
Anyway,
one last thing, because
Because why not?
It was just an amazing idea. They also have a fire pit in their backyard, and their shed is juxtapositioned where if you're sitting at the fire pit, you can see it. And they've put in a movie screen, like super a pull-down cute movie screen there. So really, really smart idea. It's one of those things that captures your attention when you're going through the listing. Mm-hmm. You may not ever even use it, but you're like, oh, wouldn't that be cool to sit outside?
It's a very romantic idea.
And watch, well, I was going to say Goonies, but I guess you're watching like Dirty Dancing or something.
By romantic idea, I mean like you fantasize about like that would be so relaxing.
Oh, okay. I'm out here watching Ace Ventura and the Goonies.
Hey. I'm not putting those down.
All right. We appreciate you, Dusty Rose GA. Follow them, like them. Go to their feed. They've got some amazing, amazing tips, tricks, and just design in there. And we appreciate you using the hashtag who will be next.
Ooh.
Hashtag STR Share Sunday. Share your space, live your dream. Let us promote you. All right, Sarah, let's get on to
show.
An episode. Just us today.
It is. What do you mean just us?
You're right. Yeah. I'm saying let's drum roll, please. Okay. Just us.
Okay. Right. Here's what, listeners, Nettie and I have been reflecting a lot recently because actually we just, as you all know, we just hit our 100 episodes, which was, if you haven't listened to the 100th episode, it's so good with Chip Conley. Mm-hmm. He's got some zingers. So
we probably quote him pretty much
every day at this point.
Since we interviewed him, we think we can quote him every day.
Okay. Now, listeners, the cool thing I think about, you know, we are in this with you, right? So we still very much, we have a boutique management business and we've grown a lot since, you know, not only since we started the podcast 2 years ago, but since we started our hosting journeys several years ago at this point, more than several years ago at this point. And we've grown so much and like, we're doing so great and we're like cruising along. We can't help but like think about all the mistakes we've made along the way. And then we're chatting, there are three giant mistakes we've made that we keep talking about over and over again to new hosts that we either, you know,
yeah, this is like
chat
if,
with.
If we were going to sit down at coffee and you're just like,
tell me,
pick your brain yes. about hosting, we would sit down and go, here's the tea.
Yeah.
Here's the things.
Yes. So we at least want to like share with you one of the biggest three mistakes with you today that was truly just like light bulb moment for us. And it truly is underestimating the lifetime value of your guests. That's right. Their value goes beyond their reservation.
Oh, wait, but Sarah, isn't automation the key to all the things?
That's the thing. We're taught to believe that revenue is only in the reservation and making connections with guests won't bring more cash. Why? I'm just going to say it. Nettie always says, I do like to get on my soapbox, but I'm going to get on it. Because the gurus say to automate everything and to limit guest interaction so you can just like turn and burn.
Yep. And
get them in, get them out.
We believe in apps. We believe in technology.
Where it's appropriate.
Automation can also be downfall.
By downfall, it can leave money on the table.
Yes.
And not the table we pick up and take it as a tip into our pocket. But like literally like you, if by not tapping into each reservation in some way, which you can also strategically automate a little bit. But here's the deal. It's what I don't understand. I would think that you get in this business because you love hospitality, you know, and coming from working in hotels and food and beverage, like we're taught to anticipate the needs of the guest. How can we, yes, upsell a guest on dessert, but now that guest had a delicious dessert, they got to stay and linger with each other longer or by themselves in their thoughts, like whatever. You have a bigger tip to take home at the end of the night. Everyone's happy. Mm-hmm. I think it's the same concept.
It's elevated reciprocity.
What does that mean, Nettie?
It's not only where the guest enjoys their stay and their time, but it's where you as a host, you feel that, obviously, right. Financially, but there's an emotional
also
side of like, wait a second, that is, you feel the enjoyment of their stay and their appreciation.
Okay, so I'm gonna paint a picture for you almost.
All right, let's do it.
Let's pretend you have a glass of water. Okay. Now we all know that the reservation does equal dollar bills. Okay. We all want your occupancy rates to be up. We want your nightly rate to be up. We get that.
We know you have the Airbnb app sound effect memorized when you get that booking, and it's very exciting.
Very excited.
It's like a Pavlov dog type situation. You start salivating when you hear it.
Right. So you're absolutely filling your revenue cup with water. Okay. So let's fill up your glass with water. But I also want you to think about how you can sweeten that glass of water. What if we told you the reservation is just the start of you filling up your cup? What if we told you you can make that water a whole lot tastier? Let's pretend the guest connection is a big, juicy, money-making lemon, and that there are so many ways to squeeze more value out of your guests above and beyond the reservation and make that water so much sweeter. So here are some examples. There are repeat bookings. My favorite, I think, of all time are referrals. And of course, added additional services that you can tap into if you know who is coming to your space. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now if that guest is a big juicy lemon, now we're drinking lemonade. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. We have the water. Yes, that's good. That's revenue. But if the guest is a lemon, we squeeze the value out of the guest in the most friendly, non-creepy way as possible, and we make lemonade. And squeezing the value of your guest isn't just about the added money you can make from them. It can also be added peace of mind, Nettie. With repeat guests and referrals, our guests now already know how to check in. We, as hosts, know more about who they are. Honestly, there are less unknowns, mm-hmm, truly. Mm-hmm. So, true story. And this is like a super minor true story, but it's impactful. This is the first person who came to mind. So we've got a guest, Thomas, who years ago we noticed was staying. I think he maybe stayed once or twice Monday through Thursday. And instead of just like, you know, thinking about leaning into automation, just getting that transactional side of getting the guest in and out, we found out why the heck he was coming. And long story short, 3 years later now, mm-hmm, he stays with us at least 7 days a week, once a month. And I love when Thomas comes. Mm-hmm. Like, actually, and I
know Thomas. And
correct.
And I've went to the store and bought...
What is he like?
Cuties, like Mandarin oranges.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is another great thing. Like, and he... I mean, that. How much are those cuties? Like, I mean...
$2.
A little bag. Right. And we always leave it for him. Mm-hmm. And it's not that same standard. It's tailored to what he likes. Truthfully, I think the way we found out was that we were taking out the trash and we noticed that there were like cutie peels in the trash. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, but knowing that Thomas is checking in, there's less worrying about a guest stay going smoothly and wondering if they're enjoying their time. There's less worrying about if they're going to trash the house, right? You can make guest connections that are long lasting. So you're making more money and you're at ease with who is in your short-term rental. I mean, what would you rather? Do you want just a tall glass of cool water or do you want a refreshing glass of lemonade? So the whole point of this, listeners, is that automation and guest interaction, they don't have to be at odds. Both matter when it comes to profit. All right. And here's the situation. Like, connecting with your guests gives you more control, security, peace of mind. Nettie, how many times we connect with our listeners, either via email or on Instagram DMs, and we'll ask them in conversation, it'll just come up that the thing that worries you guys most and worries us too are the unknowns.
Mm-hmm. Is my place going to get trashed? Mm-hmm. Are they going to have a party? Are they going to know how to check in? I might be asleep when they need something. It's the unknowns can go on forever. I think all of us who host have had our phone next to us late at night when there's a new guest, you know, staying.
So here's the thing. You can totally engage with your guests, yes, in real time, either on the Airbnb app or maybe you're still old school and you greet your guests
before
every check-in, which I'm here for. Mm-hmm. But there's other ways that you can do it if you're a little more of an introvert, but you love hosting, but you love doing it from afar. Mm-hmm. And this is a little, you know, shameless plug, but I'm just thinking of a great way for those of us who don't love always, or those of you who don't love always interacting with us, or maybe you can't, is there's a product out there I think we've talked about before called StayFi. Mm-hmm. We've at least talked about it on our Instagram.
Yes.
Listeners.
We'll link to it in the show notes.
In the show notes, but it's brilliant.
It is. It's
just like at a cafe or at a hotel. When they go to log on to your Wi-Fi, they see a splash page, which is just like a branded page. Maybe by branded, I mean, it could be a picture of the exact living room they're sitting in or the bedroom they're sitting in.
Yeah, it could be one of your photos taken straight from your Airbnb listing.
Okay. So they go on the computer, they open it up, they go into their browser and this pops up first and they have to enter in their email address. Okay, now you have their email, listeners, because you know who's not going to give you their email address?
Airbnb. Mm-hmm.
They're not going to give it to you. They'll give you a phone number. But they won't give you their email. So this is a great way to do it. And here's the deal. StayFi uses these things called access points. And it's essentially, I think, I'm not a big techie, but it's kind of like a router anyway. So if you're going to buy a router for the Wi-Fi situation, you can just buy StayFi's access point. And then like right now we're sitting in a 4-unit that we're just about to open. And instead of getting those like those mesh units that plug in, like there's a brand called Eros. Yeah. Instead of getting that, you get the StayFi access points, you plug them in. And now every unit, people, when they log in, just like at a cafe, they have to give us their email address. And what do we do with that email address? You can send them easy surveys, you know, why are you in town? You know, whatever. And so you have a broad understanding of your guest clientele. You can send them emails that are designed, you know, via MailChimp or something like that, that offers them discounts on their next stay. Cause you know, they've already stayed with you in one form or another. And three, another awesome thing about getting their email address this way is, it's not just the booker's information you have. So if you have a 3-bedroom that hosts 10 people or whatever, now you have the other 9, their email addresses.
And the reason we're telling you this, we did not collect.
No.
We're not exaggerating. Thousands of emails. Like there are so many amazing guests that stayed in our places over the years that we are like, just if you could see our faces right now, like
we're mad about
what
it.
Were we thinking? Because we were trying to automate and let the guests have their space, and we weren't collecting their emails, and we weren't making it about how could we serve them better, how could we serve them past this stay or even more during their stay. So we just want to help you. There were probably so many guests that wanted to come back and maybe they couldn't find our listing when they went back on the app again, because it's just sometimes it's crazy town on there. But we just want you to know that automation absolutely is helpful, but you need to connect with that guest to see if there's a way that you can serve during that stay and more, you know, just as important, can you serve them again for another stay? And if not them, friends, family, business, colleague.
Right.
Because what Sarah was saying earlier, if we can reduce any of those unknowns, that is, to us, and I'm sure you listen to our podcast the same, it is invaluable. Because one of the most stressful points of a trip, listeners, for guests is when they check in. So if they already know how to check into your place, they're good, you know, they're good to go. They're repeat stays.
And here's the deal. Now, StayFi is a piece of technology. It's a very small, you have to buy the equipment, and there is a small monthly fee. I think it's like, don't quote me on this. I don't know.
It's
pretty darn low. But if that's not your jam, if you're not ready for that, if money is still tight, because hello, you know, we just got through a pandemic, whatever it is for you, there are other ways. What other are some great ways, Nettie, that if they're not going to tap into like an automatic email grab, what else could they do?
A handwritten note.
Yeah.
Hey, we're so glad you chose us. Leave a handwritten note saying, welcome. If you would like to stay again, you know, we'd love to have your email address to stay in touch. You can do it that simply. It can be a handwritten note as they check in with, it doesn't even have to have a welcome gift. You could put a bag of popcorn, a bottled water,
sure,
anything like that. It can be as simple. Our biggest thing for you is we want you to start somewhere. And it can, you know what? It can even be an additional question. Mm-hmm. When they book with you, hey, let us, you know, why are you coming to town? Want to see if we can, you know, help you out with any recommendations during your stay. And I'll tell you why that's helpful. You ask one additional question. If they're crickets and they don't want to talk, you kind of get a vibe like, oh, that's not their style. They're not down to have like conversations. Or you'll see if there's someone super eager, like, where do you like to have brunch? Can we walk? Can we do this? And then all of a sudden you're like, wait a second, you know, we've got someone that you can start that back and forth with. So, and then if you have that already before they check in, then that second layer would be that note. So it can be automated message if you already have those once they book with you. Just maybe one or two questions asking like, hey, I'd like to know, are you looking to go to dinner or breakfast, or why are you coming to town? You can really start to curate their stay and then start to develop that relationship after that.
And here's, so there might be some of you listeners out there who, you know, kind of got into this for the, you know, the real estate aspect of it, right? Maybe there, we've got some listeners who are arbitragers.
Or not. Or not. Just thinking about getting started.
Sure. Whatever. But if you kind of got into this, not with hospitality at the forefront of your mind, we challenge you to put it there because we're telling, this is what this whole episode is about. There is money in hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
There really is. Mm-hmm. And if you're just focused on the turn and burns,
mm-hmm.
there is just, there's great relationships you can build. I mean, Nitty, how many times did you like have a guest and opened up a can of worms into like...
Good worms.
Like corporate stays or opportunities to have, not events, but like shoots.
Mm-hmm. Photo shoots. It was someone, it would be their first trip to just like tour Ohio State University. And then their kid ended up going there and they stayed every single time they came to town. Like there's little things like that. Like don't assume that one stay is your is the only time that they can book at your place. That's what we're encouraging right now is like, don't just look at that one time reservation.
And sometimes right before a guest books, especially on the Airbnb platform, you can have a little like, you know, before they book, they have to answer a certain question.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I had this question, like, tell us why you're coming. Cause I wanted to see like what their response is. If they don't, number one, if they ignore it or if they have a one or two word answers, I may or may not accept the reservation, right? Like that's my kind of part of my vetting process.
Mm-hmm.
But when people do answer that question, they answer it honestly. I think you're amazing at this, Annette. Like you read into what they say and there's an opportunity to surprise and delight your guests. Like if, are they coming to show their kid around OSU? And then all of a sudden you can say like, here are the great spots you have to see while you're here. Like that, right? And so you don't even have to. And then as they go through the stay and maybe you have some automated messaging that goes out via other piece of technology, which is fine. Mm-hmm. Do that. But then remember, their kid might go to school there. How do you get them to come back to you?
That was a total, that specific instance, and everyone has an instance in this the city that they host in. If anybody said, hey, I'm coming to OSU for anything,
mm-hmm.
I would say immediately, proud alumni, went there for 4 years. Let me know if you need anything. I know the campus like the back of my hand. Mm-hmm. I can help you with, and just letting them know, even if they never wanted to take me up on any of the offers,
mm-hmm.
I at least let them know that. And let's say, okay, let's say it's not a university town, but it's wherever you're from, you know that town.
Yep.
Just offer that up to them of, hey, I can help you, whether it's, you know, if you're near hiking or if you're near the beach, I can help you with hiking trails. Or if you're near the beaches, what's going on with the beaches? Or if you're just in a foodie city, let me mm-hmm. tell you my top five spots. I mean, there's so much you can offer.
You don't have to curate each of these answers. You mm-hmm. can have an automated, not automated, but a template yep. about the hiking or about the beach or about the walking. Nettie, you know the good point that I just thought about that happened to me once? In our welcome book, when you arrived at the property, we have a little story about us and like why we got into this, what we currently do.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how I got a client who ended up not only, I'm a realtor, buying mm-hmm. a home for me, mm-hmm. but I also designed the home and now we're going to manage the home.
Yeah.
All because they saw that we were involved in real estate and architectural design and from our story about who we are. And how about that host that you met?
Sure.
The host that you were just there with the tiny kitchen.
Same. She's an interior designer. He's a realtor. Like they just, and I would have never known that if they didn't share a little bit about themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing is you can share that in your welcome message. You can share it in your welcome book, but you always got to give a little. You got to give a little.
Just a little bit.
Yes.
Tastefully.
Yeah. And if they.
It's not going to be an ad in your short-term rental, but.
No, but that's why people are choosing to stay also in a short-term rental. They most likely are. Want that connection or to know
the unique experience.
Yes, the unique experience.
Okay. So we said, oh, go ahead, Nettie.
No, I'm saying this is like one of the many mistakes that we've made. But when we say that, it's because like we're now experts because we've made
all the mistakes.
That's the only way you can get to that. Like, you know, you can keep learning is by making, you know, failing fast, making lots of mistakes, even though you don't know you're making them all the time.
And then you can listen to Thanks for Visiting and we can tell you about all of our blunders
fast track you.
You'll still make mistakes. Don't get us wrong, but we'll fast track you. But so there are two other mistakes too. And there's we've been reflecting over all this, and we're really excited to share that we created a free workshop mm-hmm. that goes over the other two mistakes.
Including this one.
Yes.
And we go deep into it. And we're even more excited that we want to invite you to watch that workshop. It is on our site. Mm-hmm. You can watch it whenever it is convenient for you.
I think it's an hour, a little under an hour.
Yeah. You can watch it in the morning. You can watch it at night. You can watch it in the afternoon. You could probably even just go for a walk and listen to it.
Yeah.
But what's amazing is we share these mistakes with you,
mm-hmm.
what you can do to remedy them. And then we also are over the moon excited that we make an offer during that workshop that we have started a membership. It's the Hosting Business Mastery Method membership. We're so pumped about it. And we let you know all the details during that workshop.
But if you're ready to like see more of Nettie and myself, chat mm-hmm. with us more, and just be around other hosts who are like in it to win it.
Mm-hmm. Our community is amazing. That's what the invite is to join that.
But in, even if it's not your jam right now, we still encourage you to go there. We've got some amazing nuggets that we worked really hard. It's not just when we threw together. We worked really hard on putting this together to share with y'all. And so if you're interested, there will be a link in the show notes. But it is thanksforvisiting.me/workshop.
And you'll get to see us chatting.
Hear us talking. We've got some really cute slides for you. We worked really hard on. But anyway, we really encourage you to remember that yes, short-term rentals are a great way for you to create revenue in your real estate, that you can make more than you would from a long-term tenant, yada, yada, yada. That's a given. Mm-hmm. But man, are there some magical moments you can unpack mm-hmm. if you just don't focus on that transaction, you go above and beyond that and really engage with those people who are staying with you, and you'll have less unknowns and you'll really enjoy hosting. And this does not mean it has to like take up more of your time. There are really strategic ways to do this thoughtfully, systematically.
It'll save you time. Especially
it'll save you time and give you more money.
People over profits, right, Sarah?
Yes, girl.
All right. Share your space, live your dream. Put people before profits, and it's all going
to
be good.
It'll come back to you. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us. It's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.